Our special guest for this segment is Elisa Guida, founder and executive director of Strings for a Cure. Good morning and welcome back, Elisa.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me. We're a breast cancer foundation. I'm actually a two-time breast cancer survivor. I started Strings for a Cure in order to provide help directly to cancer patients, primarily those with breast cancer. And our main program is the gift card program. We provide $100 gas, grocery, and pharmacy gift cards directly to cancer patients when they are battling breast cancer, when they're going through their treatments. That's our main program. And then we also give out medical grants to help women with lymphedema garments, which is one of the complications that can arise from breast cancer is lymphedema. And the garments are not being covered by Medicare or Medicaid. So we give medical grants up to $650 out to women that need this garment and also women that are falling through the cracks with their health insurance to pay their medical bills. Then we also give out comfort baskets to women that are just getting out of their surgery. And we also give out books. One of the big things is Beating Cancer with Nutrition, because we like to let women realize that there's a big connection between nutrition and, you know, good health. It plays a good part in the recovery of the breast cancer patient.
You do all of this as a relatively new nonprofit.
Yes, we've only been around, technically we've been around 4 years, but we've had our 501c3 for 2 years. And we've helped over 531 cancer patients in this short period of time, giving out over $80,000 directly to these patients.
Amazing. So there are a couple of ways that you get the money to do these wonderful things. One, you use your talents, what you do as your, and I put in quotes, day job.
The way that Strings for a Cure got started, I came up with an idea of getting famous musicians to donate their used guitar strings. I would design jewelry, and from the profits of the jewelry, we would help women with breast cancer. And that's how it got started. So one way that we raise money is through the Strings for a Cure jewelry. Another way that we raise money is through the Pennies to Patients program. We raise money through, of course, private donations, our big Picking on Cancer fundraiser. And those are the ways that we raise money to help support our programs for Strings for a Cure.
And Picking on Cancer, as we're talking about that, is coming right up.
Yes, it is. Picking on Cancer is Saturday, October 4th. We have a new thing that we're doing this year. We have a $50 VIP ticket, which is good from 5 until 9:30. We're going to have a VIP party upstairs at the brewery from 5 to 6:30. We're going to have cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, music by Sam Hyman, and a dessert table. And then they're going to come downstairs and be also part of the main event, which takes place from 6:30 to 9:30, which has the band Silverlight reuniting one last time to do our fundraiser. And the ticket for the downstairs main event is $20. And we're going to have a gift basket raffle, 50-50s, Strings for a Cure jewelry boutique, dessert table with the chocolate fountain. And we're also going to be unveiling Faces of Strings Women. That's another new project that we're working on.
You want to go out for a wonderful evening, great camaraderie, great music, and for this wonderful cause, $20, that is great. So you can get your tickets in advance.
Yes, you can get your tickets by going to www.stringsforacure.org. We are doing an online ticket drive, but if you don't want to get your tickets online, there's a phone number that you can call. You can call 490-2226, and she will help you get tickets for the event. If you go to our website, all that information is on our website, stringsforacure.org.
Easy to remember. And you have another project you're working on right now.
Right now, what we're doing, I'm actually turning 60 in October, and when I came up with the idea of Strings for a Cure, I was at a Bon Jovi concert. I wrote on my ticket looking for a few good strings, and I wrote McCartney, Bon Jovi, and Daughtry. And so far, I got Bon Jovi's, I got Chris Daughtry's, along with a lot of other famous musicians. And right now, I am in a big social media blitz trying to get Paul McCartney's strings. We have a YouTube video out there, Don't Let Elisa Turn 60 Without Your Strings. And I'm going to be going to Nashville to his concert 2 days after my birthday in October. And I am hoping that Paul McCartney donates his strings to my charity. So if anybody out there has any connections, get the word out to Paul that Strings for a Cure needs his strings.
That's terrific. And while we're at it, if you know anybody that you know that the Strings would make some great fundraising, contact Elisa. You'll find out who she has strings from already at the website.
Yes.
So if you look there and you say, what, no Adam Levine? I know Adam Levine, or whatever the
case
may be.
Right. And there is a form. There's a musician's release form that they need to sign. So you get a hold of me and I'll get the form right to you.
Terrific. And again, that's stringsforacure.org. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll come back and get more of the nuts and bolts of how you've grown when we return with Elisa Guida, the executive director and creator of Strings for a Cure on North Coast Views. We're back with Elisa Guida. She's the executive director and the founder of Strings for a Cure, a very, I have to say, unusual, unique way to help fight breast cancer. Everyone knows October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're right at the start of October now, and this is just another way to join in the fight. Now, you've grown, you said, in a couple of other programs, Elisa.
Yes, well, the gift card program, we've given out almost 700 gift cards. We started out giving out $50 gift cards. They quickly went to $75 gift cards, and now they've been at $100 for probably 2.5 to 3 years. And when the patient gets approved for the gift card program, they actually get 2 gift cards per year for 2 consecutive years.
Wow.
And the medical grant program, totally based on financial need. We help women within a 60-mile radius of Erie. We work with a lot of different social workers up in this area. Women that can't pay their medical bills. Women that need certain pieces of equipment to help them, you know, have a better quality of life while they're battling breast cancer. We were hoping to approve like maybe 4 within the 2 years that we started this program, and we've approved 39 medical grants to women.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, really, this is an amazing program because it all came through your drive, you being a breast cancer survivor, to help others. And your jewelry is gorgeous.
Thank you.
The reason I bring up the jewelry is that's the first way that you decided to get the money raised.
Yes. Yeah. And we've had over 100 famous musicians come on board to donate their used guitar strings. I've made over 1,000 pieces. They're all gone. Supporters have bought them. They are donations. You make a donation and you purchase the jewelry. But for Picking on Cancer now, we are unveiling a few pieces that have not been done before. I'm actually doing wine glass charms. And I used one is with Bon Jovi's string. One is with Melissa Etheridge's string. One is with Todd Rundgren's string, and one is with Lyle Lovett's string. So those are being totally unveiled at the fundraiser. There are 30 pieces that are going to be available at the fundraiser. Brett Michaels' strings, Bon Jovi's, Melissa Etheridge, Lyle Lovett, Todd Rundgren, a couple local musicians.
But you can look online and see
everything
these
is online. Right. Yeah, the boutique, the online store is available 24/7. You can always go online to stringsforcure.org, go into the store and purchase the pieces that way. And 50% of that is a tax write-off. You're getting goods or services for your donation, but 50% of that is a tax write-off. If you make a private donation, 100% of that is a tax write-off.
And clearly, because you are giving, I mean, such wonderful help, you need the financial support.
Yes, we count solely on donations from the community. We are unique because we give the money right back to the patient, and we are giving out 24 gift cards per month. And of course, we need funding, you know, to be able to do that.
So if you know someone, or if you yourself are fighting breast cancer, this is how you find a way to get help.
Yes, you can go onto our website, and under programs, you will see gift cards in the drop-down menu. The application for the gift cards is online. There is documentation now that needs to be provided, so you do work with your social worker or your doctor when you fill out the application, but our gift card application is always online. That is the national program because cancer has no boundaries, so the gift card program is national. The medical grant program, you have to contact me to get the application or work with your social worker, and like I said, that is women in Erie and within a 60-mile radius of Erie.
And the gift basket program.
That is totally local. And we also have a comfort basket application. And you just go to the website, you contact me, and as soon as I get your email, I will email you the comfort basket application. You actually can nominate somebody for the comfort basket. But for the other two, for the gift cards and the medical grants, the breast cancer patient needs to fill out the application. Then we also have educational materials. We have several books, and that's a national program. And women can just go to the website, look at the books that we recommend, and you can, you know, just apply for a book. And then there's also breast cancer tips. Like you said, my first diagnosis was actually 20 years ago. I was just 40 years old. I did not have a lump, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then the second time when it came back, it was the same thing. I had no lump. That's when I had my mastectomy. And that's when I realized women need a lot of support when they're going through this, because when you hear the words, you have cancer, your whole life really gets turned upside down.
Right. Now, one of the other programs that you added has to do with pennies making a big difference.
Yeah. Now, pennies to patients is a way that we fundraise, and you can ask us for a jar, and you can put it in your workplace. You can put it in your house. You can take it to a business and collect pennies. And believe it or not, the Pennies to Patients program, one school raised 600 pounds of pennies, which converted into $1,300, and that's 13 gift cards.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a real neat way that we raise money, is the Pennies to Patients program. Yes.
You know, and as we've been mentioning, especially with all of these things that happen, cancer touches everyone's life in some way or another, and we don't want it to have to be yourself or a family member for you to get involved. So, you know, why not have this be a project, a school project, a youth project? And if you know someone that you can get this involved with, I know many times some of the restaurants have some things right up by their, you know,
yes,
the change can
right
go in them.
Right.
You know, if you could look into this and then contact Elisa about it, what a huge difference every little penny makes.
Yes, it makes a big difference.
So this is really wonderful. So a reminder that if you want to go out for an evening of fun and help out, we'll give you all the deets for the Strings for a Cure fundraiser that's coming right up.
Picking on Cancer is taking place at the brewery on Saturday, October 4th. The VIP ticket is $50, and that's good from 5 until 9:30 with a cocktail hour upstairs with music with Sam Hyman, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, and then that gives you entrance to the downstairs main event, which is 6:30 to 9:30. If you don't want to do the VIP ticket, there's a $20 main event ticket. When you come to Picking on Cancer, every ticket enters you into a drawing for a Willie Nelson guitar string pendant. We are giving away a pendant that I designed, and every ticket gets entered into the drawing, and you do not need to be present to win the Willie Nelson pendant. So if you're unable to come to our fundraiser and you want to get entered into the drawing, you can just buy one of the $20 main event tickets and you'll get entered into the drawing. Silverlight is our band that is performing one last time to do our event. We have a gift basket raffle. We have a dessert table, which is going to include a chocolate fountain. We're going to have 50-50s, the Strings for a Cure Boutique, and we're actually going to be doing something really neat. The band is going to be doing I Will Survive, and we're going to have like a karaoke. Any survivor that comes to Picking on Cancer is going to stand up and sing along to I Will Survive, and that's how we're going to be closing out the first set that Silverlight does.
Oh, how wonderful. Now, if you are not in the position right now, as we said, you do need funds, because that is what you give out to those.
Yes.
But you also need hands. Many hands make light work, and you are looking for volunteers.
We're looking for volunteers to implement the Pennies to Patients program. So if you think you're interested in that, you can contact me, and I will put you in touch with Patty Larson, who's my development director, and she will explain the program to you and how you can help us with Pennies to Patients.
Wonderful. And check out all of this and more at your website,
stringsforacure.org.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in this morning, the executive director and creator and founder of Strings for a Cure and Picking on Cancer, Elisa Guida.
Thanks, Brenda, for having me.